Good morning, boys and girls. Today's word is nescience. I pledge my nescience to the flag of the United States of America. Nescience. Now there's a word most Americans never hear. Nescience is a deep, determined, purposeful, invincible ignorance. It's a special kind of ignorance. It's the kind of ignorance that says not only do I not know, but I really don't want to know. It's the kind of ignorance that truly believes that the guy who is an expert in paleontology and speaks four languages besides his own is a poor, unfortunate, laughable soul who is full of useless information and he doesn't even know who got fired on The Apprentice last night. It's the kind of ignorance that popularized the one-word dismissal, whatever. It's the kind of ignorance that tells others to talk to the hand. That ends declarations with, "Nuff said." That invented the word, nerd. It's the kind of ignorance that makes the average length of a network news soundbite just under 10 seconds. Even CNN, the 24-hour news network, adheres to this standard. Because they know that if they don't recapture your attention in sooner than 10 seconds, you might squeeze that remote and miss the commercial for Bob's Carpet Mart. So how did we let this happen to us? How is it possible that for most people, seeing the number 3.14 brings nothing at all to mind, while seeing the number 8 on the rear window of a pickup truck is instantly recognizable as a tribute to a race car driver? The fact that I know that the number 8 is also a Fibonacci number, because it's the sum of 3 and 5, makes me a complete loser in the eyes of most of my fellow Americans. When in fact, I only know that because I read the Da Vinci Code. So there you have it. A theme. Did I say theme?
Yo! Idiot! The theme music!
Welcome to yet another installment of Digital Flotsam. I'm P.W. Fenton. Today we look at all things ignorant, stupid, absurd. As you might expect, it's a subject ripe for humorous treatment, and you'll hear plenty of that. But ignorance can also be hurtful and sad, and you'll hear a little of that as well. A word of warning, this installment contains at least 3 of the 7 words you're not supposed to hear or say on the radio, so if you're at work, you may want to stick to the headphones. If you are fearful about hearing these words yourself, then this show is certainly not for you. More likely, it's about you.
Indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky that was not appropriate. In fact, it was wrong.
I actually thought that he should never have been the president. It never made any sense to me. Because he was running to be the president initially, he said something that was so astonishing, I could not believe it. He said, over 100 times he said this. He said, one of the great accomplishments while I was the governor of Arkansas was to take my state in education from 50th to 49th. And I thought, you know, Bill, you should probably keep that a secret. You have any idea how shitty a school system's got to be 50th? 3 years ago, Alabama was 47th. And the people of Alabama were so upset, they sued the state. That means the people of Alabama sued themselves. They said, I'm taking your ass to court. I'm going to get me a lawyer, and I'm going to squeeze your nuts, Bubba. You'll never have another proper dental plan again. 70% of the schools in Alabama did not have microscopes. 70%. So you know what they do? They show the kids a picture of a microscope. If your school doesn't have the common sense to have a fucking bake sale and buy a couple of them, then don't have a school. Just wake the kids up and show them a picture of a school. And then you can take the kids to Denny's and they can memorize what's on the Grand Slam. Unbelievable. If you're 50th in education and 70% of the schools in Alabama don't have microscopes and they're 47th, what is your curriculum? That means they gotta be taking the kids, they gotta be taking them to school, they feed them Cocoa Puffs for 2 hours, then they open the door to the school and they let the kids run and run, and whoever hits the most trees gets an A. Oh look, Johnny poked his eye out, honor roll. You're gonna have to bring it in, we need proof. Why would you say that? Why would you say, my school system is truly awfully shitty, shitty, shitty. But now we are proud to tell you it's stinky, farty, smelly. We can almost get near them. How do you take a school system from 50th to 49th? What's the miracle? Pencils? No, Johnny, you won't have to write in the dirt with that stick anymore. If you come back to school, we've found paper. I actually have a theory. A lot of people don't like it. I think they shot some dumb kids. They didn't kill them. They just nicked them in the arm. So they go home and say, no, Pa, I don't think they like us here in Arkansas. Can we move to Alabama?
I've been bashed and battered and bruised and beaten. I've been abused, misused, and I've been mistreated. I've been up and down, and still I feel you're an asshole. And I've looked at it from your side, and I've looked at it from mine. And I know you had a hard time when you were only nine. Long ago, and now there's just no denying that you're an asshole. You're an asshole. You're an asshole. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're an asshole. People who claim they never are to blame, and that's not my modus operandi. I don't play that game. And then there are the people who claim the sun shines out they behind, and it's oh so hard to get them to change their mind. And I've given up trying. It's a valuable muscle near the base of the spine, and I know I'd be sorry if I ever lost mine. But it stinks when you're always full of shit all the time, 'cause you're an asshole. You know what? You're an asshole.
My firm belief that this country has lost its mind. We are completely nuts now. It started, I think, with the Heaven's Gate people. That was the first sign that there was something desperately wrong in our culture. When 39 Americans killed themselves in a mansion, in a mansion! You don't kill yourselves in a mansion, you kill yourself in a shitty apartment like I live in. And they killed themselves in order to get to a mothership that was conveniently located out of sight behind the Hale-Bopp Comet. 39 Americans. And they were collected by a guy who went around the country in the early 70s, and nobody stopped him. He said that his name was Bo, And he introduced his partner at these meetings that he had, and he said, her name was Peep. That is exactly, this, look, this is in the public record. I couldn't even think this up. Okay? This is too good. He said to these people, my name is Bo, this is Peep. If I'm at a meeting, and a guy says, my name's Bo, this is Peep, guess what? End of meeting. We have nothing to discuss. I'm out of there, unless, of course, they're sheep. And if Peep is dressed properly, well, I'll stay around quite some time. How do we get to the mothership, Bo? What do? Well, we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't do drugs, we don't have sex. Well, you'll have to kill me now. You've taken away all four food groups, I'm fucked. He actually told them if they wanted to continue to have sex that they should be castrated. Seven castrated themselves. I always thought that all of us had a little small voice of survival somewhere. I would think that would be the deal breaker. When you find yourself in the bathroom holding a weed whacker in your pecker. I believe that a little voice should go off, hey, 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 I don't think this is the group we should join. Maybe we should try a bowling team. The reason I'd actually had almost lost my mind was because CBS had flown me to Los Angeles. They'd flown me to Los Angeles because a writer and a director and a producer had seen my act in New York City. And they saw the act and they took from my act a number of lines and created from those lines a character for the pilot of a sitcom. I don't know if you know about pilots. The way in which our country generates television, they put one episode, and then they take that episode, produce it, and they show it to a room filled with monkeys. And if the monkeys don't shit themselves, you might have a hit. So they had created this character from all of my lines, and CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition for this character. Some of you are missing the point here. CBS flew me to Los Angeles to audition to be myself. While I was on the plane, I looked back over my life, and I finally was really glad that in my youth I had taken LSD. I'd never really enjoyed the experience of watching a chair turn into 1,000 snakes. But now I was happy and was glad that I had done it, because LSD is the only thing that could prepare you for the moment that you'd be auditioning to be you. And I gave a great audition. Why? Because I'm me. An hour later, I got a phone call from CBS. And they said that I had given a great audition, but someone had given a better one. Unbeknownst to me, there was a better me.
Talk to you so boring, 'cause everybody talks to you.
the world is evil. I'm angry about you and how we feel. Cause everybody lies too much and everybody tries to hide. Everybody lies too much and everyone's an idiot. Everybody jokes too much and everybody smokes too much. And everybody talks too much cause everyone's an idiot.
The public education system in America is one of the most important foundations of our democracy. After all, it is where children from all over America learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society. I love the idea of a school in which people come to get educated and stay in the state in which they're educated.
We'll make America where we want it to be. A literate country and a hopeful country. In our state of Texas, I've worked with the legislature, both Republicans and Democrats, to pass a law that said if you come in the top 10% of your high school class, you're automatically admitted to one of our higher institutions of learning, college.
We identify problem readers early and give them help they need early as well. We test each year to make sure students are learning, and we train teachers in methods that work. In reading, that method includes phonemic awareness and phonics. No new theory has ever improved on it. You want to be blunt about what has taken place. Sometimes when you don't measure, you just shuffle kids through. Then you wake up at the high school level and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
Now I was a young man, I had some questions. And I asked my father, who said, that's the way that it is. He said, son, don't understand any more than you do. But I'm just a poor man. I have to live. I have a small frame, make a small light. I don't walk in the darkness, I walk in the light. And there's some things we're gonna change them. If you don't like changing them, step back. For the purposes of electoral mandates, all persons of African descent. Shall be counted as two-thirds of a person in order to preserve the republic.
Two sides of a man. But sometimes in the darkness, I can see a smile. Hope you're listening, brother. It's been a lot of miles to serve. They said it was two-thirds of a man. How could anyone dare to say he was two-thirds of a man?
Well, there it goes, another edition of Digital Flotsam. I hope you enjoyed it. Sorry to end it on such a tragic note. That last song was written and performed by a good friend of mine, T.W. Henderson. It's one of the most moving songs I've ever heard about that particular manifestation of ignorance. I haven't heard from Tobias in quite a while. I hope he's doing well. As always, you can reach me with comments at pwfenton@digitalflotsam.org. No time for the rest of the credits, but I'll put them all in the show notes.
And P-Dub holded the microphone.